cool well. You might not do well, but you look cool well. I hope you enjoyed the holiday. You worked hard to enjoy the holiday, and it was a very hot summer. But I'm sure we all have rested, and we are ready to start 2017. I hope 2017 is better than 16. I hope. But I would like to welcome all of you to this meeting. I hope and wish we just managed to have quorum, because we haven't managed to adopt the minutes because of no quorum. Maybe in 2017 we might have some form of a quorum so that we are able to adopt the minutes and not have outstanding minutes which should long have been adopted. And some of them should long have been submitted and be ATC. So we are quite behind. Our problem is just quorum. Otherwise, it's not that there is no will to have the minutes adopted. But I would like to welcome all of you and all of us. We need no introduction because we are home. But I hope everybody is well. I haven't heard of anyone who is not well, and I assume everybody is well. So can we just start with our meeting? Let's first look at the program of the first quarter.
Thanks, Chair. We've got two apologies. One from Honourable Begwa. His committee chair, the Small Business, they are in KZN, so he's joining them on that side. And also Honourable Krumbok, is also not available because there is some there's going to be some by-elections in his constituency, something like that. So that's the reason the two members will not be present in this meeting, and Honourable Kaula as well, but fortunately is present currently, Chair. Thanks.
Thank you very much. I was told Melanie from the department would have liked to come, but she's held by some other commitment. I think before the end of last year, we got a draft program. Let's look again at this program and whatever changes have been made and whatever else. But in this program, we are going to have an oversight to the Free State. Am I correct? We are going to have an oversight, and we have been invited to Meetings Africa, and once we go attend Meetings Africa, we'll also run our own strategic plan, because we'll be in Gauteng, and I think most of the people that would want to be at our strategic planning will be there at Gauteng. But that's it. Jerry, can you take us through the program quickly?
Okay. Thanks, Shepherdson. Chair, we have been given by Parliament the 24th up to 31st of March, that is about plus minus 10 weeks or so, Chair, for the committees to do their quarterly programs, Chair. And then we have prepared this draft, Chair, which we have circulated to members. And our first meeting is today, Chair. Was supposed to be on Friday, but because it has also come to our attention that there is a couple of committees that were supposed to sit today on a Wednesday, but they cancelled their meeting, Chairperson. Then we saw that opportunity, and then we decided let's round up members just to find out from them whether would it be possible for them to be here today instead of Friday, so that they can be released on the 3rd. And then we made that request, and then fortunately most members indicated that today's meeting will be okay. Then we can proceed. Although there were only three where they indicated they might have clashes with their our program with their diary chairperson. So today's meeting will just look on three things. One, Chair, members will recall that we've got two outstanding reports, oversight reports. We went to Northwest last year, Northwest and Mpumalanga. Then those reports are outstanding. Then we need to adopt those two reports. And then the second thing that the meeting will also look at to Chair are also other two reports. The first quarterly reports and the second quarterly report of the department and the SAT. Those quarterly reports for 2016-17 were done and are finalized. Also, the committee has to adopt those two reports as well, Chairperson. And then also we've got one set of minutes. The minutes of our last meeting last year on the 30th of November, that also needs to be adopted. Then, if all of this work can be disposed of, Chair, then we will start on a good note as a committee without any outstanding work behind us. So this meeting is about that, Chairperson. And then if we agree, then it means we won't have a meeting scheduled for Friday because it's take place today. And then the next meeting will be on the 17th of February, Chairperson, where we will look at the analysis of the State of the Nation. And then also the 24th and 25th of February, Chair, we are proposing that the committee to have a strategic planning session, Chairperson, which can also be aligned with the same invitation that we have from the minister for the 26th and the up to 28th. But for that we have still submitted a request from the House Chairperson whether we will be given permission to have our strategy plan on those 2 days, and then also we attend the Meetings Africa in Sentin in Gauteng, Chairperson. And then on the 3rd of March, we also proposing that the Department of Tourism must come to the committee and present their 3rd quarterly reports to the committee. And then on the 10th, we suggested that it will be the SAT that will come also as well to present their 3rd quarterly report. And then the Friday the 17th, we are also suggesting that the National Convention Bureau should also come just to brief the committee or on the work that they are doing. Because one of the questions that was raised by members last year was that we see all what they are doing, but the committee was still of the view that smaller towns are not benefiting from what the National Convention Bureau is coming. So we've agreed with them that should the program of the committee allow, then they will come to the committee just to make a presentation to committee on all the work that they are doing. And then the 24th, Chairperson, we are proposing a joint meeting with the Portfolio Committee on small business. One of the things that we want to do, we want to align what we are doing with what they are doing on their side, so that what we all do, it can have some impact on the SMMEs, Chair. And then the 27th up to 31st of March, and then it's a proposal of a provincial oversight a visit to Free State Chairperson. That's basically, in a nutshell, what we are proposing, Chair, the committee can focus on between now and the 31st and the 31st of March. Unfortunately, for other matters that may we have identified in the course of last year, Chair, then those issues is that we couldn't touch them now, then we will push them to the second term, meaning from 1st April going down, Chair. So basically, for now, this is what we are proposing to the committee, Chair, that we need to do in the interim between now and the end of March. Thanks, Chair.
Honourable members, that's it. Maybe I'll make some comments on the analysis of the State of the Nation address. We will request the content advisor just to give us a summary of whatever he picked and affecting the committee. I think it's important in that way, because how do you analyze the state of the nation by the president, because it's everything that has been put in by the department. So Usmu will give us a summary of his observations, which we can entertain. So I think that is very important for us to be aware of. As far as the National Convention Bureau, it's not only us here that have been saying some small towns are not taken care of. In other meetings and activities, people from other areas in the country were just saying, no, it can't be right that it's Durban, it's Cape Town, and it's Gauteng. The country has got 9 provinces, and in the country, even in the rural towns, there are conference venues which can hold up to 300 people, 200 people. Really, they can come to these places because we want to showcase our country as well, because we've got a very diverse culture in this country. And of course, I hope Petra and Bungi will help us identify the areas to which we have to go. To be honest with you, honorable members, I am tired to go to SRIs, because we become so demotivated that honestly nothing seems to be. Let's see things that are progressive for a change this time around. Unless, honorable members, you want to go to dilapidated structures which are legacy structures. But I think this time we would like to see some progressive performance in various provinces. And I must really thank you very much, honorable members. You have been very vigilant. Each and every one of the members have been very vigilant. And you actually interrogate the people that come to give us presentations. Keep it up, and I think do more. But you have been very vigilant, and I would like to thank each and every one of you. There is the program, honorable members. The body is in your court.
Thanks, Chair. I think I've got one comment, but let me start with this one. I actually thought that the ambush of Wednesday is informed by the request we made last time about Wednesday. I'm not sure if you can just get clarity. I heard Mr. Cherry indicating 2 people with conflict in terms of their committees that they have to. I'm not sure if it was for today or generally they're having committees by this time. I actually thought that the Wednesday is we are going to keep up with. If I can just get clarity on that one, I'm not sure what's the reason why Well, from now, we are still going to continue with Fridays, despite the request we made. If we can just get clarity on that. I'm saying it because we raised that because of people are not attending in full force on Fridays. And we thought that Wednesday would be appropriate for all of us, let alone the excuses we made because of it's a start now. But going forward, we thought that it would be fine. And then the other comment is, I think the number 8 on the joint meeting with Portfolio Committee of Small Business, I think it's a good one. But perhaps if you can follow the same request we're making on the analysis of the state of address, maybe if the Cornell advisor can assist us to lift up areas that areas of that we can consider as areas that we think can find better expression from the assistance of the small business. Well, I think we've got a number of them, you see. So if you can perhaps go there, at least having we've been discussing this issue of small business within tourism that are not getting assistance and all those things. So if we can attend that meeting, at least with some areas that have been proposed from the content advisor point of view that I think are significant for that meeting of the small business. Otherwise, I don't have a problem with the program. Things for them, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would just like to ask on the oversight on the 26th and 28th. The 28th is a plenary day. So has this been approved, or is it still going to be submitted for approval? And if so, will we be excused from plenary on that particular Tuesday? I would rather be excused from plenary, because I think this is much more important. In fact, I wrote to the Conventions Bureau Chief asking exactly what is the program for Meetings Africa, because previously when I was a councillor in Cape Town, we did attend, and I think it's a very, very worthwhile exercise if this committee could attend, because that's a wonderful networking opportunity to see exactly how they operate and how they lobby for conferences to come to South Africa. And I think it's something that would be much more worthwhile than sitting in a plenary on a Tuesday. Then, so if you can just give an answer on that. And then the second thing I would like to ask, on the joint meeting with small business, would it be possible also to work into our program for the year a joint meeting between this committee and SALGA and the Department of Local Government? Because there are three very important focus areas where I do believe we should engage them on, and that is service level agreements between municipalities and external service providers to do tourism marketing and product development. With my involvement and visits to many municipalities throughout the country and even in my own province, I see that there's sometimes a misalignment between what municipalities see as product development and marketing. To give an example, they'll market a municipality and not a town. There's a lot of confusion, but for them it's just a tick box. They've got funding on the budget, the IDP speaks to tourism, and then they appoint, for example, an external service provider to go and do the marketing, but it's not in line with what we have set out as a National Department of Tourism, what are the key focus areas, etc., etc. So those SLAs that are set up really needs to be looked at. Second one, municipal holiday resorts. It's one of the key focus areas of this department to refurbish key holiday resorts to make sure that they become attractive and sustainable. And those resorts belong to municipalities, and I think that would be an engagement or an area which we could engage them on. And then the third one, tourism offices. Some municipalities put money on the budget to run tourism offices, and in other municipalities they don't have the budget because it's obviously not in their IDP, or they are missing that opportunity. So I think an engagement between our portfolio committee and SALGA and the Department of Local Government would be a very worthwhile discussion, so that we can get some agreement on how do they do those focus areas.
Thank you very much. Oh,
thank you, Honorable Chair. I just wanted to check, to ask if all what we planned and agree upon previously had been covered. So I don't have a problem with the program that is presented to us, but I just want to check if all what we planned previously in the other quarters has been covered. Because I would suggest if there is anything that we have not covered, it be incorporated in this program. If the answer is not ready now, it be incorporated in the second quarter's program. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. I'm sure the content advisor would respond to some of the issues, and maybe even the researcher can respond to some of the issues. But coming to local government and SALGA, you are very correct, Honorable Force, on those things that you have touched on local government. I think we shall be invited. I think that will not come into this TEMS program, but I think we are invited, or we shall be invited, to the local government conference. Then from there, we can start to begin that relationship, and I think during that period, we also can be able to invite them so that they come and give us a solid presentation to address all these areas that are of concern. As far as the program, Honorable Kweko, the program is sort of dictated by the House Chairperson, in particular, what areas that we are expected to look at during that particular time. And Honorable Khaula, as far as our meeting with business, small business and tourism, it's because we both have got to improve SMMEs, and local government is presently working, small business is presently working on SMMEs, big time, SMMEs and cooperatives. And then we've got to borrow and share experiences as to how they do it, so that we're also able to sort of integrate SMMEs for tourism, because at the end of the day, they are small business, and maybe we can learn more from them. If we've got funding, we could talk around those things and so forth. Committee Day. We are still pursuing the Friday thing with the House Chairperson, because it's really not working well. But at times, we do have meetings at this time to deal with the most outstanding issues. We shall always have outstanding issues which we could address at this time. Honorable Force, the Meetings Africa. Committees, if they request and motivate, they are given time, unless there is going to be a voting that will be taking place. But if voting is going to be taking place, it's not. But at times, if it's really very necessary that the committee does that particular work, it's recorded as the committee, those members are out on work which is very, very essential for the country, because Meetings Africa is essential for the country and for South Africa, particularly because it's being held in our own country. So we'll be getting a lot of insights from Africa. So I think we can motivate and to be allowed to participate. Actually, it's still early in the year, but you know, people come up with their legislation, but we'll take it from there. We'll make a request from the House Chairperson, or the Chief Whip, or whoever. Maybe at this point in time,
I would also like Petra to share with us the view of the NCB, National Conventions Bureau, about the venue where these meetings Africa will be taking place. Maybe, Petra, you can just give us some, a little bit of information around that, particularly the venue, not anything else. The committee will pay for itself, but the availability of the venue. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. Honourable members, Meetings Africa will avail a space for the committee to do the strat plan. It's the convention has been booked 5 days ahead because they got to pack, they got to build all the exhibitions and things. So there will be space, and then that venue will become our holding room as well. So we must just now get a hotel close by. It will be easier for us. And then what they also arranged was on the Sunday, I think honourable for some of the dates, it's a bit wrong, I'll distribute the program again. On Sunday the 26th, it's a stakeholder dinner that we are invited to, but the morning the Johannesburg Tourism Association also invited the committee to go to Maboneng, and then they will bring the committee back for lunch and a rest before the dinner. And then added to Monday's program, there will be a closed session with some of the partners of the National Convention Bureau, and then we'll follow the program from there. And then on a Tuesday, Minister will open, and there will be a walkabout, and then members can also see the exhibitions. But you would also be able to see some of the exhibitions on the Monday. So, and then depending on permission, we'll see what else we can arrange for the committee.
Cherise, do you have anything?
No, I'm okay, Chairperson. The only thing that we wanted just to get the certainty, Chairperson, from the committee. If say we go for a Wednesday, are members okay with the lunchtime meeting? Because these dates in every day in Parliament is so complicated. For instance, if we say on a Wednesday, then the next question we have to answer is our meeting not going to clash with Masehela's committee? Is it not going to clash with Mamucheko's transport committee? So House Chair wants us to answer all those questions. So if we're saying no, there's not going to be clash, there's not going to be anything, then we might be granted that leeway for us to sit on a Wednesday. But it must not clash with other committees, Chairperson. That is something which is very serious. Sometimes on Wednesdays there are whips meetings, there are women's caucus meetings, so those are some of the meetings that Parliament is guarding them, that we must not encroach any other person's day. The day that is allocated to us, Friday, then we must sit on a Friday. But as you say, Chair, the conversation between yourself and the House Chair will still continue with it, and then we will take it from there from time to time when circumstances permit us to.
Honourable Khawla, that's been explained, and we won't say more because it's work in progress.
I was going to assist, Chair, and the assistance is that perhaps what the Secretary can do so that as something, you can just bring on Wednesday something that indicates time allocations for committees, then we fill in the times that we're utilizing on Wednesday. Then you can see if we have space, because I can tell you majority of committees on Wednesday, they sit from 9 o'clock until before 1. So we can make time, you see. That's what I'm... So I was just thinking that maybe if you can develop that table, it becomes your evidence to the speaker. It assists you.
Honorable Khawla, we won't even begin to do that.
Okay.
The reason being that we are a portfolio committee. We've got people who come to report to the committee, the department, SAT, and any other, and we need a bit of time and space. So we cannot just put everything within an hour or 2 hours. Those are the constraints that we have. But we keep pursuing it. We started pursuing it from day one, and that's it. Swu, is there anything you can add before we adopt the program?
Thanks, Chair. It's nothing much. Just to assure members that, you know, with regard to the joint meetings, we will be developing some concept documents for members that will outline what is envisaged when the two committees meet. And that will also go for SALCA and COCTA as proposed. In terms of the outstanding issues, Honorable Treko, we have what we call with Ujeri a basket of issues, where every time members raise something, we just add there and we schedule them as and when time permits in the program. So there are issues, all the issues that members have raised, as and when we find time in the program, we will be scheduling those issues, Chair. Thank you.
So, members, can I ask members to propose for adoption and so forth, having deliberated on the program?
Honourable Chair, I propose adoption of the said program.
So the minutes have been, the program has been adopted. Thank you very much. The next report. Now we've got oversight reports, which have been on our desk from last year. I'm sure we all have read and read and read. Even those that were not on the oversight visits, they've read and read. They've got an idea of what is going on in the provinces. So I don't know whether you want us to go page by page or comments where there is need for comments, add on on whatever page where we need to add on. So I'm opening it to you, Honourable Members, Northwest first. Honourable Masele, Northwest, just tell us the page. And
thank you, Honourable Chair. I was just coming up with a suggestion. So if we just leave it to say, mention where you have seen something that needs to be corrected or so on, we can maybe move from back to front and so on and so on. It will be rather better if we go page by page.
Thank you. Agreed? Northwest, page one. How many of us were at the Northwest Oversight? Honorable Adams, Honorable Masele, Honorable Treko, you were there and you left.
Yes.
Honorable Khawla?
No, but...
Comments? Page one. And page two? Anything on page 4? going, page 5. Going, and gone. 6. Adam?
Paragraph 7.2, first sentence. The committee appreciated the practical hospital training. Hospitality training should be.
Thank you. Page 9. Page 10. Page 11.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. I move for the adoption of the report on the oversight to Northwest as what has transpired during that oversight. Thank you.
Second,
I stand to second the adoption, Chair.
Of course, Honorable Psycho, you are the chairperson.
Thank you.
Okay, Chair. Next is Mpumalanga. Page 1, Mpumalanga. Page 2. Can you speak to the mic? The last paragraph.
The last paragraph is, I think it's a typo.
Notwithstanding the booming tourism industry, the province remains concerned about the slow. Why tortoise now? The slow pace now. Would you have anything to propose, maybe? Despite or in spite or?
No, the first word should be broken down into words that stand alone.
I think that it will be is noted. That's page 4. Anything else on page 4? Page 5. Page 9. Page 10. Page 11. And the last page. Jerry, maybe in future, have the heading on the next page rather than have it hanging on the previous page. It makes reading and following up easier. On page 12. Can we have someone to adopt and to second? Those that were in Mpumalanga. Honorable Makubela.
Honorable Chair, I move that we adopt the report as a true reflection of our oversight visibility on the land.
Thank you.
I second Chair.
Honorable Mashele proposed adoption. Honorable Chair, go second. Thank you very much. We are. Next one is the draft report of Portfolio Committee on Tourism on Quarter 2 financial and non-financial performance for the 2016-17 financial year. Jerry decided to write the date on the first page, on the first paragraph, instead of writing it at a, the date of the thing, but be that as it may, quarter one. This is quarter one. Oh, quarter two. All right. You've dated it properly here. Any comments on page one?
Quarter two.
These things are so old. Page two. Page three. Page four. Page five. Six. Seven. And the last page, eight. Ready to adopt and second. Any proposal for adoption? Honorable Masele proposes adoption.
Honorable Chair, I propose for the adoption of the first quarter report of 2016-17.
Thank you. I propose for the adoption of the first quarter report of 2016-17. Thank you very much. The second quarter report, page one. Page two. Page four. Page five. Page seven. Page eight. Page nine. Page ten. Page 11. Page
page 12. Page 13. The last page on recommendations. 4.2. South African tourism should improve on both financial and non-financial to meet the annual targets. Should improve. Improved was is missing there. Proposal for adoption?
With that correction, Chair, I move for adoption of the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Tsaiko. Honourable Force, your hand talks on your behalf. Thank you very much. Seconded. And the last one, actually the last one, is so straightforward, but for the sake of going through the pages. It's so straightforward because we're with environmental affairs, tourism, and arts and culture. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Seeing this is so straightforward because we're adopting minutes. We're adopting draft minutes. So should we adopt adoption of draft minutes? Or should we note which of the two? Should we note or adopt? Let's adopt them. No. It's a draft. It was a committee meeting. Yeah, you proposal for adoption. Proposal. I second the adoption. Honourable members, thank you very much. But maybe to avoid such incidences, when we adopt things that are done long ago, maybe we should at least set some Wednesdays to, just for adoption of minutes, so that we don't lag behind this long. At least if members can agree on that one, I think that would be the best option, because as we always say, Friday is the not a conducive day to have the whole quorum. So let's utilize Wednesday, at least to adopt a set of minutes. On that happy note, unless there is some issues to raise, thank you very much for coming to the committee meeting, and everybody is so bright. And I wish you to meet.